Hey, good morning, my friends. We are on day 13, which is entitled Consistency. This might be one of the most important recordings and chapters because it asks the question, what is the most important verse in the entire Torah? The Ein Yaakov, which is a beautiful medieval Jewish composition, quotes three different answers. And two out of the three are things we probably would have assumed would have been suggested. Rabbi Akiva says the most important verse in the Torah, which is what we discussed yesterday, V'hafta l'recha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. Another great Rabbi Ben Zoma said, no, it's the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, our declaration of a one and only God. But then the third Rabbi, Shimon ben Pazi, suggests a very obscure verse in the Torah. Actually, it's from my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Esakev es'echad taseh baboker, v'esakev es'echad taseh ben harbayim. You shall offer one lamb in the morning and another lamb in the afternoon, which seems like a very bland and uninspiring verse. It refers to the obligation to each day when the temple stood to sacrifice one lamb in the morning and another one in the afternoon. That's where we get Shacharis, Korban Shel Shachar in the morning and Korban Shel Mincha in the afternoon. But why? What is so important about that verse? I mean, I get love thy neighbor and I get the Shema, but the lamb you should bring in the morning and lamb in the afternoon, because that's about consistency. Belief in God and concern for your fellow human being are incredibly important ideas that Judaism brought to the world. But there's something that's just as important, and that is doing the same thing every day. It's not as exciting to do the same thing every day, day after day, but that's precisely how we accomplish the changes we want to see in our lives. You can just ask, and I mentioned this in the chapter, professional athletes will tell you that's the best way to get into shape. And that's also how during this 40-day challenge, we build spiritual muscle by not just doing something dramatic once in a while, but something perhaps even small consistently each and every day. Something I didn't put in the chapter, but I read in the great James Clear Atomic Habits, one of the greatest books to read, certainly during this time, and actually gave a class recently, just last week at MG, called Holy Habits, based on the material in the book and a lot of Torah, of course, that it sort of lines up with. But one of the key lessons is to choose a small change that you can sustain over time. And the author of the book gives a great metaphor. It says, if you're a pilot and you're about to fly from Los Angeles to New York, and the pilot adjusts the plane's course by just a tiny negligible amount, 0.35%, like tiny, nothing. So at first, the difference is almost imperceptible. But if you sustain that change over the course of the entire flight, and the flight was supposed to go from LA to New York, you'll end up in Washington instead of New York, because if you keep something small going on for quite a while, we have the same idea in economics. It's called compound interest. And I think a lot of us are very big eyes when we get to the high holidays. We want to make bold promises and pledges, but they're often not realistic, right? If you go to the gym in January, you'll have to wait a little time before there's an available treadmill. But by February, there's no line. And March, the gym's half empty. What happened? People set goals that are too ambitious to sustain. That's why I suggested in the chapter also small things. If you're not in that place religiously when to pray every day, open up a prayer book anyway and just say the morning blessings, Berchot HaShachar, that we say each morning to thank God for those things in life we take for granted, our sight, our clothing, our ability to walk. It just takes a few minutes, a few moments, and it's not a crazy, over-the-top, ambitious goal. But just do it every day. You will see a change. If you're starting to observe Shabbat, again, even if it isn't the whole thing, try to make it consistent. Whatever the Shabbat mitzvah is, it could be lighting candles, going to services, whatever it is, pick one thing and do it consistently. Remember, the muscle memory it creates will last, and it's an excellent device to combat a lot of the laziness and the sluggishness that inevitably sets in and keeps us from achieving our goals in life. If we stop working out when we get tired, we're not going to see the progress. The results only come after we push through. And that's why a lot of people give up, because if you go to the gym for a week or two or three, you may not see big results. But if you stay with it for a sustained period of time, my friends, you will see a big result. Same when it goes to mitzvot. So belief in God is critical. Loving your neighbor is critical. But without daily and consistent activities that connect us to God and that benefit our neighbors, they will just remain ideas. And the point of Judaism is to take ideas and put them into action. Have a great day.